it.
Somebody who's at the Tunisian refugee area. Camps, yeah. Which I'm trying to get in contact right now. He will give us an update on what is going on over there and, you know, basically just let us know what's going on. Unfortunately, there was no answer, so just basically wait for them to give us a call.
Yep.
Okay. What else? Oh, yeah, well, what we were talking about today is Mustafa Amshidi said that he would...
Apparently said.
It was something which we cannot yet confirm. Apparently said that he will give immunity to those who give up now. I'm sorry. I don't really feel comfortable giving up.
How are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm calling you from Tunisia, and I just wanted to give... an update to your audience of the situation in the refugee camps.
All right, please do so.
Just to... Great, so basically it's estimated that between 35,000 to 50,000 have left Jebel Nafusa to Tunisia, and they're mainly families. So for example, around only 2% of Zintan at the moment is composed of women and children. And according to our calculations, and I'm currently volunteering with a relief group called Wafa Relief.
Can you repeat that again, please?
It's called Wafa Relief.
Wafa Relief. Wafa Relief. I think they're based in Scotland or something, isn't it?
They were actually started off in Manchester by Libyans in around 2003, and it's to give aid to Libyan families who, for example, had their family members detained or imprisoned or killed, basically. And now they're currently working in Tunisia. They actually started working in Tunisia 1 week after the 17th of February. So they were the first Libyan group to arrive to help with the aid work here.
Carry on.
Okay, so... according to our calculation, there are about 2,224 people in total in the three refugee camps here in Tunisia, and that's only around 46% of the total people who have left from Nafusa. The remainder are actually housed by Tunisians. In addition to that, there are many thousands of Libyans who have fled from Zawara, Zawiya, and Tripoli. And one thing to note is the generosity of the Tunisians and Libyan refugees has been extraordinary. So, for example, I met two guys from Nalut who are currently living in the house of Tunisians in Tatooine. There are even some Tunisian families who actually vacated their own homes and moved into the houses of other Tunisians so they could make their entire household available to Libyan refugees. Yeah, and not even that, but even some Tunisian families, they vacated their houses for Libyan families, and they're actually supplying these families with food as well. However, it's become more difficult for Tunisians to support their Libyan guests, and as a result of that, aid organizations here in Tunisia are currently creating databases of Tunisian households supporting Libyan families to help pay for their food, rent, and utilities. The pressing issue at the moment is the upcoming tourism summer high season. Because of that, rents can rise up to 100 to 120%. And also something that's just beginning to occur is that some Libyan families are running out of money. So about 2 to 3 families, for example, from the sources I spoke to in Tatooine, in Dheba, they said they've moved from their houses of the Tunisians that they were with back to the refugee camps to take advantage of free food and shelter. In addition to that, more refugees are arriving from Zintan and Rujban because of the bombardment by Gaddafi forces. But what's important to note is that very few Tunisians ask for rent for Libyan refugees. Sometimes they ask for help in paying utility bills like electricity and water, which are particularly expensive in Tunisia. There are currently 3 refugee camps in Tunisia. So the first camp is one of the first camps is Camp in Dheba, which is run by the government of